I'm Jody Ballman, and this is Slice of Orange. We're going to go over the 10 statewide ballot measures. Props 2 through 6 placed on the ballot by the California legislature, bond measures that need voter approval, changes to the California Constitution, and then propositions 32 through 36 that are placed on the ballot by signature gathering of people who want to make these changes. So stay tuned for each of those propositions to be covered in an episode. Okay, so Proposition 35 would give a permanent funding source for Medi-Cal healthcare services. There's an existing state law that would expire in 2026. This would make it permanent, and it would also prevent legislators from moving tax revenue that would replace existing state Medi-Cal. So if we're going to increase, we're going to use this to permanently increase that funding source to go to Medi-Cal spending, we're going to tell the legislators they can't touch that money. So there are some costs associated, short-term costs between $1 and $2 billion annually to increase this funding for certain healthcare programs, total funding to increase maybe $2, maybe $5 billion, depends how many people are on Medi-Cal in the future. Currently, there are about 14 million Californians, roughly a third of the state population, use Medi-Cal for low-income Californians, people with disabilities. That revenue is going to go to primary and specialty care, emergency services, family planning, mental health, and prescription drugs as the reimbursement rate. Right now, California's reimbursement rate falls in the bottom third nationally. A lot of providers won't treat or take Medi-Cal patients at current rates. And so this would increase that access to healthcare for people who are on Medi-Cal. A whole bunch of people are for this. The California Republican Party, the California Democratic Party, the Dental Association, the Hospital Association, you know, everyone who's going to see their reimbursement rate go up is for this. Really strong support to provide a higher payment to providers and therefore increase access to doctors and healthcare. The folks who are opposed to it just simply say it's not necessary, that the California legislature could do this without it being a permanent initiative. And so the California Alliance for Retired Americans and the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network, San Francisco Chronicle, took a position against it just to say that the budgeting at this level and complexity shouldn't happen at the ballot box. It should be through the legislature. So even those who support an increase in reimbursement caution that there's another way to do that. So $17 million being spent for it, no money being spent against it. And so that's Prop 35.